Missives by M.L. Edson. Margaret eased herself out of her chair, brushed the strand of gray hair from her eyes, and haltingly moved to the bedroom window overlooking the backyard. Long ago, the rose bushes had been removed, pulled out, and replaced by her and her mother with peas, carrots, raspberries, anything that would help feed themselves and their neighbors. Their produce would allow more food for the troops overseas. Margaret promised to do anything for Roland and his fellow soldiers. The vegetables were now gone, and grass, so much easier to maintain, was covered with autumn leaves. She'd lived here since before he left, and still remained all these years, waiting for him to come home. She hadn't moved after she inherited the house from her mother long ago, so he would know to find her here. The afternoon sun filtered through the branches of the magnolia trees outside her bedroom window, and she wiped away a single tear that rolled down her cheek. The mailman had again come and gone. Margaret had spent another fruitless day wondering if a letter, a notice, any word would come. She rummaged through her closet, pushed aside her sweaters on the shelf, and pulled out the old box. She laid her hand on the velvet top trimmed with faded pink lace and smiled. Margaret sat in her favorite rocking chair, set the box of yellowed envelopes and handwritten letters on the edge of the bed within easy reach, and pulled a faded afghan over her lap. A ceramic heart rested on her dresser, broken from a stumble she took near the end of the war. The heart had dropped from her trembling hand while her mother embraced her. The heart she treasured so much broke almost exactly in two as she sobbed inconsolably. She had searched for the longest time for just the right glue to fix it, though it forever had a scar running through where the glue had turned dark over the decades. Roland had looked so handsome in his uniform, sharp and crisp. He'd held her in his arms, kissing her warmly. At last, he stepped back and pulled a small object from his pocket. He offered the token of his love and warmly grasped her hand in his as he said, "Keep this as a symbol of our unending, undying love." "I will, my darling, forever." She had kept the heart close to her ever since that day. Margaret read through the pages of the letters he had sent, 3 years' worth, words of love, longing, and promises that he would return and they would live their lives together full of love, children, happiness, forever. She pushed her hands through her white curls, now frizzy and dry, and the last letter fell to the floor. She tried to catch it, but as she did, her hand slipped from her lap and stopped, hanging in a gentle sway for a moment before stopping. Her chin drooped to her chest. Her last breath seeped between her dry lips, and her gray eyes lost their focus. Suddenly, Margaret's bedroom door swung open. A young man stood in the opening, looking rakish with his dark hair neatly trimmed under the khaki garrison cap set askew. The military insignias on his cap and shoulder were clean and crisp on his freshly pressed uniform. Medals, including a purple heart and a bronze star, gleamed from his chest in the fading light of the afternoon sun. A single burn mark, a dot on his chest over his heart, was out of place. It was ringed in bright red. The young man stepped toward Margaret as she sat upright in her chair. She stood, and the bright red and blue afghan fell to the floor. She brushed a strand of auburn hair from her eyes, and her mouth opened to speak, but only a soft hum emanated from her rosy lips. Margaret's blue eyes sparkled, and her cheeks blushed as her smile broadened. "Roland, my love, you're home."
"Yes, I promised. I knew you'd wait for me."
His handsome face beamed in the setting sun's warm glow. "Of course," she whispered and rushed to him. His arms wrapped around her trim waist, and his lips touched hers, both of them drinking in the love for the other that would never die. The last ray of the setting sun shone into the empty bedroom and glistened off the solid form of the ceramic heart resting on the dresser top.